From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins.
And I'm Nigel Payne.
Hello, Nigel.
Hi, Martin.
This week, we are taking a slightly different approach in the spirit of doing new things. And we are looking at a book. We've decided to do our own sort of informal book club type book review. And the book we have both looked at over the last few days is A New Culture of Learning by John Seely Brown. Now, Nigel, I'll kick off with a question to you. It's a fairly short book. It's cheap on Amazon, especially on Kindle, so I would definitely recommend reading it. But Nigel, what have you got out of it?
Well, first of all, I think we should give Douglas Thompson, the co-author, an acknowledgement as well. They've written it together.
Yeah.
I suppose the main thing I got out of it was that you begin to think that maybe this kind of obsession with technology is all wrong. We should go back to the learning and back to the content. And what the book is saying is exactly the opposite. That let's not focus on the content. Let's focus on technology and see that the actual process of learning is changing and go with that flow rather than fight against it.
Yeah, I'm really with you on that. I love Kindle and the fact that you can highlight stuff as you read it and then go back to your highlighted bit. So I'm going to read a line that I highlighted, which I think says a lot. It's different people, when presented with exactly the same information in exactly the same way, will learn different things. Most models of education and learning have almost no tolerance for this kind of thing. And in some ways, he's making the point that technology has enabled us to get networked, to scale, and to bring context to what we learn, and to really accommodate the fact that people take different things. They bring different things when they learn. They take different things and they experience stuff in different ways. And he's kind of saying that technology is really helping us experience things in different ways. What do you think about that? Would you agree with me?
Yes, I totally agree with you. I think that what he's saying is my little headline is one size fits one. We can begin to personalize the learning experience while at the same time we can create a really rich, deep learning environment. So, you know, my little quote from the book is that the culture of learning has two elements. The first is a massive information network that provides almost unlimited access and resources to learn about anything. The second is bounded and structured environments that allows for unlimited agency to build an experiment within those boundaries. And in some ways, that's the role of the learning leader, is to set those boundaries, not limit the information sources. And in some ways, we got it the wrong way around. In many organizations, you specify the technology, you specify the information, and you don't set boundaries. And I actually agree with them. I think it works better the other way around, and then you can begin that personalization.
Okay, so it feels to me as if it's a useful book to read if you're, you know, especially if you're in L&D and you're interested in probably in education and people development or any kind of personal professional development. It would be an interesting book to read, do you think?
I definitely think so. And I think his concept of learning communities and sharing learning, and people learn better when either synchronously or asynchronously they can work on common learning projects. I think it's a lot of good, solid advice that runs slightly counter to some of the trends at the moment in learning in organizations. And therefore, as a counterbalance, it's a challenge, and it's worth picking up as a challenge. I don't agree with everything in it. I think that they over-egg the kind of gamers or the heroes of the new learning culture cake a little too much. But nevertheless, if you read it and you're not provoked and you don't find stuff that's exciting, then you shouldn't really be in learning.
Yeah, I mean, my final thing with this book is that I think it puts well the idea that technology is actually really important. And I see quite a lot of conversation in L&D around the fact that, you know, one shouldn't chase the new shiny. In the week, well, in the last 2 weeks, we've had the Google Developer Conference. And, you know, this is really ambitious, amazing stuff that Google are talking about. It's this contextual technology, really. I think actually the new shiny is shaping a lot of how we can do things. And I'm not so sure that the position should be beware of technology. It should be really getting involved and seeing how it can help, because I think that's left a lot of people in L&D, for example, on the back foot, because it's permission to not get involved with technology, and I think that means that swift change has come about and everyone's left scrabbling around trying to make sense of the technology, and we end up with legacy tech as our default, you know, like kind of e-learning, for example, that may not be so good, you know. So that was my big takeout. I thought it was a good book. It's short, it's cheap, if you get it digitally. So I would really recommend it.
Yeah, it's the kind of book you'd have to say, why wouldn't you get it digitally? That's what it's celebrating. Now, my final quote is that the relentless pace of change is responsible for our disequilibrium. It's also our greatest hope. Go with the flow. Excellent message.
Yeah, great, great way to sign off. Thanks, Nigel.
No problem. Good to talk, Martin.
From scratch.